Britain is currently the Czech Republic's fifth largest export market, and a successful conclusion to post-Brexit trade negotiations is therefore a top priority for Czech diplomats. However, Czechs are also trying to tap into new business opportunities in the UK, and the British government's promises to invest in its northern infrastructure and hospitals have been identified as potential new avenues for exports. Tom McEncrow was recently in the UK and has the following report.
According to an analysis published last year by the accounting firm Deloitte, a no-deal Brexit, which is still a possibility, could cost the Czech state some 10 billion crowns at 40,000 jobs. Even in the case of an average free trade agreement, which Deloitte defines as an agreement with no toll costs but average tariffs, the country could lose some 6 billion crowns off its total GDP. Finding a solution towards a good trade deal between the EU and Britain is therefore very much in the Czech Republic's interest. This remains the obvious priority, Foreign Minister Tomáš Petříček said during a recent visit to the northern English city of Manchester. However, he also pointed out that new business ties between the two countries are being explored in parallel.
Our aim is to look also for new areas of cooperation, for example, healthcare. There is a potential for future growth. We would like to see automotive to be still an important part of our trade. And I'm visiting Manchester because it is another growth pole in the UK. There are huge investment in infrastructure, in services, and we would like to open these possibilities to Czech companies as well.
Britain's recently elected government has made pledges to help revitalise the previously neglected north of England, with infrastructure projects such as the HS2 railway line connecting London with Birmingham, Manchester and Leeds, and furthermore the government promises to build or refurbish some 40 new hospitals. Infrastructure and healthcare in the north of England are therefore precisely the sorts of projects that the local Czech mission is now paying special attention to, says the Czech ambassador to the UK, Libor Sečka.
We are very much observing what's going on here in the UK, and we see the special attention paid by the government to the northern areas. So that minister is here now in Manchester also to explore the possibilities and to support the Czech interest in this area. He had a nice discussion in the City Hall of Manchester today about the possibility of cooperation. We know that there are plans for enlargement of the transportation network here, and there's one big Czech producer of the trams and trains, Škoda Transportations. So what he did today is he introduced this excellent Czech producer of the trams and trains for the future opportunities. So there was some sort of introduction, and also he wanted to get more information about the plans here. We would like to take part, if possible, and on the economic, social economic development of the northern areas of England and UK.
Not an automobile manufacturer, Škoda Transportation is the lesser-known Plzeň branch of the famous historic Czech manufacturer Škoda. Currently majority-owned by PPF, the investment group belonging to Czech billionaire Petr Kellner, it is one of the world's largest manufacturers of trams and propulsion units for trolleybuses, as well as an important regional producer of trains. In December, the company signed a multi-billion tram delivery deal with the German city of Bonn, and there are hopes it could find buyers in British cities such as Manchester as well. In the other major sector identified by the Foreign Ministry, which is healthcare, Ambassador Sečka says that Czechs could profit from their established reputation in Britain, especially when it comes to cardiovascular surgery.
We had excellent Czech doctors in different places here, not only in London, but also in other parts in UK and other cities. We have a lot of cardiosurgery doctors, but also we have, I would say, the knowledge and the equipment we can provide in this area. For example, our system of prevention in the care of heart is giving you right to be in 30 minutes if you have a heart attack. So you have a right, according to the law, to be in 30 minutes in the specialized place, for example. So some areas in the UK, with the influence of the Czech doctors, are building similar systems. So this is a transfer of, I would say, knowledge, technology.
While far behind machinery in terms of export volume, healthcare equipment, such as surgical and general medical devices, still accounted for some 2 billion crowns worth of exports to the UK in 2018, ranking together with optical devices within the top 10 Czech products traded to Britain that year. The embassy has also been working on boosting the networking opportunities between Czech and British doctors for some years now. For example, in 2018, it organised a special Czech Heart Day seminar on its premises in London, says the ambassador.
The Czech and the British colleagues met in the embassy, had a seminar, and spoke about most advanced approaches in this area. So this was fantastic exchange of the information, of the new, I mean, latest knowledge. The old friends met. And then we joined this seminar with another seminar for Czech medical instruments.
Aside from discussing infrastructure investment plans with the Lord Mayor of Manchester, Abid Chohan, the delegation of the Czech Foreign Minister also visited Manchester's Chamber of Commerce. Here, a new app developed by the Moravian company Ad Astra was presented to entrepreneurs. Described as a holographic guide to plane design, the app enables tablet and phone users to see detailed descriptions of the various aircraft components when aimed at a selected plane model. Its designers say the basic function of the app can also be applied to other machinery and hope that it could lead to a simplification of business presentations. The most interesting part of the presentation, however, were the details on the aerospace cluster in the Moravian region of the Czech Republic, which is a major international producer on the ultralight plane market. Foreign Minister Petříček shared further details about its relevance to Czech-British trade after the meeting.
I met with a representative of Czech and British aviation industry, and actually there is a very promising cooperation that can bring also new achievements, new innovations, and we support these clusters to work together. Aviation might be, for the future, a really big area of cooperation. I was informed, for example, that when it comes to ultralight planes, Czech Republic or Czech producers are taking a huge part of the British market.
According to Czech Trade, one in every four ultralight aircraft in the world is manufactured in the Czech Republic. Although the entire aircraft industry is currently only responsible for around 1% of Czech GDP, this niche may pay off in the next decade, as some estimate the light and ultralight aircraft market will nearly double by 2030, reaching some $13.9 billion in total value. It should be noted that despite the various potential avenues for expanding Czech-British trade in the coming years, future predictions and associated planning remain fragile due to the unpredictability of Brexit negotiations. However, Ambassador Sečka remains calm when asked about how this affects sealing new business ventures.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We are working with a quite big element of uncertainty for future, uncertainty for today. But first, we live with this phenomena, with this sentiment already 3 years. So we used to do it. It's not so surprising. And the people know how to deal with it.